TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. If you're anywhere online these days, you've probably rolled your eyes at some of the things people believe. Things that seem off or just plain wrong. How can one person's opinion be so radically different from your own, or even society's? Philip Fernbach is a cognitive scientist who theorizes that the real power in human intelligence might be our ability to collaborate and think collectively.
Consider how common it is for groups of people to believe things that just aren't true. The explosion of fake news shows how easy it is to dupe people on the left and the right. And science denial has gone mainstream. Significant proportions of the population maintain beliefs counter to the scientific consensus on critical issues like vaccination, global warming, and the safety of genetically modified foods. Public attitudes about these issues literally determine whether we can feed ourselves, whether we can raise healthy children, and whether we can forestall a climate disaster. The stakes could not be higher. Which is why it's just not good enough to chalk all this up to lunacy or stupidity. Simplistic explanations like that aren't getting us anywhere. If we really want to improve the way we grapple with these challenges, we have to go deeper. We have to understand what it is about the way we think that makes us so susceptible to believing things that aren't true. And that explanation actually begins with a kind of shocking observation. As human beings, we are just not made to store a lot of detailed information. In the 1980s, a psychologist named Thomas Landauer set out to estimate the size of an individual's knowledge base in bytes, the same scale that's used to measure computer memories. So, how much do you know? Landauer's estimate? 1 gigabyte. By comparison, you can buy a thumb drive on Amazon.com for less than 18 bucks that holds 64 gigabytes. Now, at this point, some of you guys might be freaking out a little bit, feeling a little bit concerned. None of us knows all that much. We don't have to. We each have our own little slice of expertise, which allows us to pursue incredibly complex goals when none of us has anything approaching the knowledge to understand it all. Everything great we do as human beings depends on this ability to share knowledge and to collaborate. So that's the positive side of the knowledge sharing story. When we put our minds together, we can do incredible things. But there's also a dark side. Because we are built to so seamlessly draw on knowledge outside of our heads, we often fail to realize the limits of our own understanding. Let me tell you about a study that my colleague Stephen Sloman recently ran. He told his study participants about some new scientific discoveries that he completely made up. For instance, a kind of glowing rock. He told one group of people that scientists had not yet explained why the rocks glow. And then he asked them, "How well do you understand?" Unsurprisingly, they said they had no clue. This makes perfect sense. They knew nothing about the rocks. The more surprising result is what happened when he told a different group of people about the same discovery, but this time he told them that scientists had explained exactly how the rocks worked. Now, the participants claimed to understand the rocks a little bit better themselves, which is kind of weird because just like the other group, they knew nothing about the rocks. And it turns out that a similar thing happens when you surf the internet. Just having access to all of that information makes you feel like you know a lot more than you do. The sense of understanding is contagious. And when contagious understanding is paired with individual ignorance, it can be a toxic recipe. The danger is that I may express a strong belief because I feel like I understand. But my sense of understanding is false. It comes from those around me expressing strong beliefs because they feel like they understand. But their sense of understanding comes from those around them, and so on. Now, the real tragedy occurs in how we relate to people who have different beliefs than us. We live in the illusion that we have arrived at our own positions via a serious analysis, and that we can support and justify what we believe based on what we know. Therefore, when someone doesn't believe what we believe, it's obvious what the problem is. They're too stupid to see the truth. And there's actually a sense in which you're right when you think that. It's true. They did not arrive at their position via a rational process of evidence evaluation. And they don't understand the issue in depth. But neither do you. Now, the point is decidedly not that people are stupid. The world is far too complex for any one of us to understand much of it. What makes us special is the ability to thrive amidst that complexity by sharing knowledge. From our individual ignorance can arise collective genius. Ignorance is a feature of the human mind, not a bug. But we don't have to be so darn sure about things we don't understand. Of course, we have to take positions on issues without knowing everything about them. And if we have good sources of expertise in our communities and a culture that values truth, we'll get things right more often than not. But when we go through life feeling like we individually have it all figured out, it can lead to a warped and simplistic view of the world. We can't eradicate false belief. It's too basic to the way that we think. What we can do is practice a little more intellectual humility. To open our minds to the possibility that some of those false beliefs probably reside in our own communities. We have a tremendous opportunity, an opportunity to improve the quality of our discourse by recognizing the limits of our understanding and by appreciating just how much of what we believe depends on those around us.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Denver, Colorado. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Mile High. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.